Sexual violence against women in mental health wards is going unchecked despite service providers' awareness of the problem. A new report's found women in Victorian mental health wards are vulnerable to sexual assault, harassment and violence from male patients and staff. It's calling for stricter separation of male and female patients in mental health wards and an overhaul of how assault complaints are dealt with right across the country. Catherine Gregory reports, and a warning, this story contains distressing details.
12 days in a Victorian mental health ward was meant to help Sally. The 28-year-old, whose name we've changed, was struggling with suicidal thoughts and extreme postnatal depression. But her time in treatment only made matters worse.
From the first day I was in there, I felt really unsafe because of this male patient. He had targeted me.
Sally says the male patient followed her, exposed himself to her and repeatedly touched her in a sexual way. Almost 4 years later, Sally can't believe staff did nothing when she reported his behaviour.
I went to a nurse and told that nurse, and he said, oh, he's harmless, but I'll talk to him.
She says the male patient got more sexually aggressive and forced her to perform oral sex.
I have flashbacks about it all every day anyway.
Sally says staff eventually took action. That included filling out a complaints form, talking to police, and meeting with the Victorian Mental Health Complaints Commission at her request. Juliet Watson from RMIT University says incidents like these often go unchecked and could be prevented.
There has been work that has been done on this before, but we're still seeing this as a problem. The situation's not changing. Women are still unsafe.
Dr. Watson heads a project looking at gender-based violence in mental health units. It's a collaboration between RMIT and women's safety research organisation, ANROS. It included in-depth interviews with 11 female patients and workshops with more than 60 mental health service providers.
Across the board, these women had experienced violence on the wards, and this ranged from women being raped. It was also just this sense of constant harassment.
The perpetrators included male patients and sometimes staff. The project's researchers are calling for separate wards for male and female patients and earlier intervention when women complain of sexual violence. Dr. Watson says while statutory bodies in Victoria have looked at this issue before, more action is needed across the country.
We would love to see it taken up by the chief psychiatrist in every state, and we'd like to see a policy across states and territories.
A Victorian Health Department spokesperson says ensuring sexual safety in mental health wards is a high priority, and a program called Safe Wards is proving effective. The department also says gender-specific wards are not the only solution. Charlotte Jones from the Victorian Mental Health Legal Centre says while segregation is essential, more information is needed about what's actually occurring inside hospital walls.
We think there's probably two different kinds of assault going on. One is patient on patient and one is staff on patient. We think that there should be a system really of a peer support platform within the hospitals who's not hospital staff but is a peer worker with a mental health background, so that we would actually have learnings of what's going on in that system and how, because there's nobody checking what's going on who's independent to the system.
That's Charlotte Jones from the Victorian Mental Health Legal Centre, ending Catherine Gregory's report. And if this story has raised concerns for you or anyone you know, you can call Lifeline on 13 11 14.